A trip to the airport just ain't what it used to be. Whether it's being subjected to a high-tech strip search or a groping of our genitals, our buttocks, and our breasts, the friendly skies have become the unfriendly degradation of our dignity. Added to this humiliation is the health threat posed by the radiation emitted from the airport scanners. Last April 2010, four image experts from the University of California warned Obama in a letter of the risk of cancer delivered by a concentrated dose of radiation emitted from the scanners necessary to penetrate through our clothes. The image experts also called for an independent panel to review the health hazards, but the Homeland Security Senate Committee, headed by Talmudic Jew Senator Joseph Lieberman, failed to respond. Rapiscan Systems, the manufacturer of the scanners, also failed to respond. Now, how did Rapiscan get the contract without any other outside bidding to install 23 of their death machines in U.S. airports across the nation and another 1,000 of these death machines yet to come? I will tell you how. Michael Chertoff, also a Talmudic Jew like Lieberman and a dual citizen of America and Israel, of which his loyalty to our nation must be questioned, he is the culprit. Using his influence as former chief of U.S. Homeland Security, in 2009, Chertoff started the Chertoff Group as a consultant to Rapiscan Systems. How coincidental! Chertoff's partners at the Chertoff Group are his fellow Jews, Paul Schneider, who was Chertoff's assistant at Homeland Security, Jay Cohen, who was Chertoff's head of technology at Homeland Security, and Michael Schiffman, a so-called counter-terrorist expert. Chertoff Group bills itself as consultants of security know-how with a hands-on attitude. And that hands-on attitude has got their Talmudic hands all over our genitals, our buttocks, and our breasts. The symbolism is obvious. Zionist Jews, using their money and influence, who have taken over America, are now invading our privacy and endangering our health, both physically and morally. The panty bomber of 2009 has become the panty invaders of 2010. And to all of you holiday travelers this Thanksgiving, a happy holiday to you all and a bad night of humiliation and psychological debasing brought to you by the Jewish supremacists at the Chertoff Group. America, you have now been informed, and you have now been warned.